Avoid messy accidents. Get better stopping power with your brake pads. Callahan Brake Pads. You never know when you'll be driving in the road and there will be a truck tire that you need to avoid and save your family. Callahan Auto. We really care about what's under your hood.
Coming at you from the AO Studio. Order up the numbers game.
We continue our numbers game as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 23. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore number 23, you are eligible to be on this list. From 5 to 1, who are your greatest 23s, D?
All right, so... My first one is kickoff returner, punt returner for the Chicago Bears, Devin Hester. Not a lot of football players wore 23, but he did. And he currently holds the record for the most combined kickoff and punt return touchdowns at 20. He has the most career punt return touchdowns, 14. I believe he's the first player in NFL history to return the opening kickoff of a Super Bowl for a touchdown. Really, that's just true. A phenomenal athlete. They tried to turn him into a wide receiver, but he's a kick returner. He's a punt returner. Probably the best to ever do it. Number 4. It's got to be Donnie Baseball. All right. New York Yankees first baseman, MVP, 6-time All-Star, 9-time Gold Glover, 3-time Silver Slugger. He's got a batting title. He's Manager of the Year at one point, Player of the Year. Doesn't get better than Donnie Baseball. Number 3. I've got David Beckham. He wore 23, I believe, when he played for... Hold on, let me see. When did you wear 23, boy?
Real Madrid.
Yes, he did.
Real Madrid. Yep.
Probably the best soccer player or top 5 soccer player of our generation. Bend it like Beckham. Just a phenomenal athlete. Stud soccer player since he was a young kid. Tons of accomplishments. Just, you know, 10-time domestic league champion, something stupid like that. Like, just an unbelievable athlete and unbelievable player. Number 2, I'm going with LeBron. LeBron James. Wore 23, wore 6, but 23 is what we feel like he's more accustomed to. 22-time All-Star. 21-time All-NBA, 4-time Final MVP, 4-time Finals Champion, 4 MVP awards, 6-time All-Defensive Team, Rookie of the Year, All-Rookie Team, 75th Anniversary Team, Take a Drink. And just, yeah, it's LeBron. And number 1, and he's going to be your number 1 too, it's Michael Jordan. I mean... We've all probably had a pair of Jordans at some point, but this guy, 6-time NBA champion, 10-time scoring champion, Hall of Famer, 75th anniversary team, Take a Drink, 14-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA, 5-time MVP. Just when you think about basketball in our generation, he is... the best to ever do it. Everybody always gets compared to Michael Jordan. They don't get paid compared to Kobe. They don't get compared to LeBron. They don't get compared to Shaq. Everybody, if you're good, they compare you to to Michael Jordan, even comparing Jalen Brunson's fadeaway to Michael Jordan. So that's my list. What's yours, Z?
Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
We have similar names, some in different orders. Number one and two are undisputed. You can't dispute number one. But number five...
Some people might put Beckham up there.
Well, maybe.
Some people could put Beckham at number two. You're not putting him at number one. He could be number two.
You could probably... I mean, internationally, you could probably go Beckham above LeBron.
Right.
So, if you're looking at international impact, the dude married a Spice Girl, for Christ's sake. You know, like the level.
The best one.
Honorable mention goes Anthony Davis, by the way.
Street clothes?
Street clothes, the unibrow. Yeah. For number five, though, I got to go Ryan Sandberg. Hall of Famer, 10-time All-Star MVP, Home Run Derby champ, 9-time Gold Glover, 7-time Silver Slugger, career 285 hitter, 282 homers, 1,061 ribbies. He and Mark Grace carried the Cubs offensively throughout the 80s and 90s and were beloved and still are beloved. Taken way too young. Rhino, Ryan Sandberg. Number four, I gotta go David Beckham. 718 professional club appearances, wore 23 with Real Madrid, like we mentioned. 127 goals, 214 assists. In 21 years on the pitch. So he won the Champions League in 98-99. He was a 2-time UEFA Team of the Year member, 10-time domestic league champion. Impressive, impressive stats for David Beckham, current owner of Inter Miami. Number three, I got to go Donnie Baseball. Only a 1-time MVP, 6-time All-Star, 9-time Gold Glover, 3-time Silver Slugger, has a batting title, career 307 hitter, 222 homers, 1,099 ribbies. For a 3-year period before his back really went to shit, Don Mattingly was in the conversation for best player in baseball. From 84 to 87, you could not dispute how good Don Mattingly was. We never really got to see the best of Don Mattingly. And, you know, thinking about that as you get older and as you start to, you know, as Father Time starts to catch up with you, you kind of have a newfound respect for a guy who's willing to pay, you know, play through that level of pain and discomfort. So, kudos to the Hitman. Number two, it's LeBron. Come on. Like, what more do we need to say about LeBron that has not been said about LeBron? Right? He's averaging, for his career, 27-8-8. Yeah. Pretty damn good. 21-time All-NBA team, 22-time All-Star. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous statistics. And number one, and this will probably piss LeBron off to no end, it is one Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Absolutely. When you're averaging 36-5 for your career, pretty damn.
I think he's the only player to average 30 or more points against every team in the NBA.
I believe it. We are very fortunate to live in a time where we got to see the two very best at a given sport. We saw Michael Jordan play basketball, and we saw Wayne Gretzky play hockey. We got to see that in our lifetime. And what can you say about Michael Jordan, right? 14-time All-Star, 10-time scoring champ, 6-time NBA champ, Would it have been more if he didn't retire to go play baseball? Probably. Probably. But you know what? I'm not going to hate on the guy for trying to play baseball. And he wasn't a total embarrassment. He actually had moments where he looked like a credible baseball player. Athletes will show their mettle eventually. But came back, wore 45 for that brief period of time, and just picked right back up. And then wore 23 again for the Wizards, but we're not going to talk about his time. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide our DMs on IG @faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutdnz and let us know who your greatest 23s are. And if it's LeBron or MJ, that's out. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 24s of all time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.